Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Steve Weiss, our guest, guys, here on Dukes and Bell, talking NFL and Falcons and a lot more about what's going on around the league. As far as the Falcons are concerned, you know, the inability to put points on the board, Steve, we know why. But Mike today has been on this whole binge about sacks and how, you know, abysmal we are getting to the quarterback. And I said to him, I don't know if any of that changed between now and the end of the season. We're on pace to maybe have the worst, you know, sack year in the history of the Falcons.
Which is crazy because you're playing a division where, like, the Saints' entire offensive line, I think, is on injured reserve. I mean, the Panthers aren't great blocking. I mean, it's – look, you don't always have to have individual winners, right, to get pressure on the quarterback. Let's just forget the sacks to get pressure on the quarterback. But you've got a scheme, and I think Dean Pease is trying a lot. And we all know all three levels work together in the passing game. But part of it is, I mean, they're not great against the run. So that sets up the play-action pass. And bang. And the other thing is, this defense is on the field an awful lot. I mean, look, on the second half of the past two games, they're just having to stay on the field and defend the run. Then someone's going to hit a third down pass, and then it just keeps the cycle going. Right. So the pressure issue, when I'm looking at this at the Falcons, I'm like, okay, when it comes to the draft, they better draft five offensive linemen. Oh, wait, they better draft two pass rushers. Oh, wait, they better draft some wide receivers. I mean, seriously, it is because they're not going to have a ton of free agent money to play with, right? Oh, wait, they've got to get a quarterback at some point as well. This is going to be as crazy as we thought it was last year in terms of what they were going to do to try to fortify this roster. This is the offseason that's going to be real telltale of where this coaching staff, this management staff, and where this organization is headed over the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, and it's a shame that we spent, you know, we didn't spend big money by NFL standards, but we did invest in Mike Davis, and, you know, we were all kind of, okay, impressed by what he did last year, you know, for Carolina and when McCaffrey was in and out. But it's still, I don't know, guys ask us all the time, Steve, why can't he get there? It's like the chicken and the egg. They don't make the holes, or this guy's got to get a rhythm to get downhill, but Mike Davis has been totally ineffective this year.
It hasn't worked, especially when you see, you know, Kadir Allison come in and pop off a 7-yarder run the same play. Or, I mean, I got to tell you, in preseason, I was stunned that they let Dante Foreman go. That dude looked like he had some giddy up. And now I'm looking at Tennessee. They just cut Adrian Peterson because Dante Foreman's going to be the guy. Mm. And so, you know, they don't have a dude with the juice, which is why I'm interested to see if they're going to make a move on Philip Lindsay, who was let go by Houston. You know, he's a pass-catching running back. He's different from anybody they have in that backfield right now. And Lord knows, if you want to save Matt Ryan from looking like Baker Mayfield, which is going to happen soon as much as he's getting hit, you better have someone who can catch and swing passes and hot routes out of the backfield. And that's what someone like Philip Lindsay can do. Because that, to me, that's missing desperately in their offense right now. And that's what someone like Philip Lindsay can do. So I'm going to be interested to see if they make a waiver claim on him or if they try to move on him if he clears waivers.
While we're going around the league, Matt Nagy, he says that he's been told he's going to be fired. Have you heard that?
He said he has not been told that. There was a report out.
Correct.
That he has been notified that. But look, first off, I don't know what's going on, but it could be semantics, man. I mean, all the time this goes on, well, they told, you know, the guy's agent that we're going to let him go. They didn't necessarily tell Matt Nagy that this is going to happen. It's weird to tell an NFL coach you're going to get fired after this game. I mean, what's his motivation unless they say, you know, hey, if you go out and you act like an ass, we're not going to pay you. We're going to fire you for cause.
Right.
But then he could say, well, you already told me you're going to fire me. So what's the deal? So that would be weird. Usually these things are done like we're going to let you go. We're going to go in a different direction. So I don't know. I know in college sometimes they say, we're going to let you go at the end of the season like they're doing with Ed Orgeron down at LSU. I just – if he was going to be fired, I think they would have gone ahead and let him go. So I have not heard anything, and I've talked to some people, and everyone else is just kind of like, it's the Bears. You don't know what to believe.
Right. Hey, meanwhile, I know that Steve Weiss is with this guy's Falcon Report, also some NFL. We are going to see the Jags this weekend, and Urban Meyer is making $12 million a year on this deal. But as all these college coaches are getting wrapped up with long-term deals, do you think somebody throws an end around to get Urban Meyer? And would Urban Meyer take it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.